The bunks at the Wheeler Women's Shelter in Bloomington has capacity to shelter 40 women, but are now empty.
Flo, that's what they said. Everything looks good, but you need more protein.
You know there is... It's hard.
Flo Hepburn and Kelly Irvin sit in the shelter's common room. They're both leaving this week to stay with family members temporarily. Hepburn stayed at Wheeler since April. She'll live with her sister in Bloomington while she waits on a call for an open apartment.
Well, I started applying before I got to Wheeler to some of these places, but the waiting list are 6 months to up to a year and a half, and that's ridiculous, to be honest.
She's on supplemental security income, so what she can afford is limited. To her, the shelter's closure is significant because she didn't feel safe sheltering with men.
I just don't trust men, period. I have got to really know them before I can trust them.
Irvin moved to Wheeler in early July after a double hernia surgery that prevented her from working.
I did not realize how many females were homeless till I got here. And I was very surprised at the number. But in our economic days now, I mean, price of rent, price of groceries, price of everything, it's hard to survive, especially if you're on a fixed income.
She'll stay with family members down south, and the plan's to help her find a place of her own by October. She's waiting on Social Security disability income to be approved. She says finding options has been a struggle. She's grateful for the case management and health care access she received at Wheeler.
The medical team that came here got me a nebulizer, so I can do my own breathing treatments now, where before, on my health insurance, I couldn't get one.
Irvin and Hepburn are both worried about how far some women staying at Wheeler have to travel to relocate. Director of Community Engagement Services at Wheeler, Dana Jones, says they've been focused for the last month on relocating their guests.
We've been working with them to try to assure them that the next steps is positive and we can move them on to the next area. And so right now we've been very fortunate with being able to relocate a lot of our guests.
In 2020, the Wheeler Women's Shelter closed for several months because of a lack of money. But the City of Bloomington and United Way provided funds for it to reopen. Wheeler Mission's 2020 tax filing states its total revenue that year was $23 million. The year before, its total revenue was $28 million. The closure now comes as Bloomington Wheeler works on strategic plans, and it didn't have the resources to continue sheltering women. Jones says operations were more expensive during the pandemic.
From social distancing to masking to all the protocols of making sure people were remaining safe in congregate sheltering during that pandemic. So it really stretched us about as far as we could get. We knew that wasn't sustainable over a long time.
He says from November 2020 to this month, they sheltered nearly 1,400 men, about four times the number of women, which is something they took into consideration. Forrest Gilmore with Beacon Inc. says its overnight shelter for men and women, Friends Place, is adding more beds for women and is ready to shelter as many as possible.
We now are the only emergency shelter for women in our county, and we take that challenge and need with a lot of seriousness.
Beacon has considered shifting its overnight services completely to women and LGBTQ guests and is monitoring bed need closely.
We're still playing that idea out. I think demand is going to determine to a big degree what we see and what we need to do as a community.
Neither Hepburn or Irvin know where they would be without the Wheeler Women's Shelter. Both say they want to see more affordable housing and shelter options created. For WFIU News, I'm Ben Taboutier.